Hello, you're listening to Exam, KBIA's look into education issues in mid-Missouri. I'm Katarina Sestarek. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators held a press conference Friday afternoon to discuss a report investigating MU's handling of the Sasha Menu Curry case. The investigation, carried out by St. Louis-based law firm Dowd Bennett, found university officials should have acted on information they had back in November 2012, but there was not a clear policy for reporting sexual assaults. A few days before the investigation results were made public, UM System President Tim Wolf issued an order requiring university employees to report cases of sexual harassment and assault. Later in the show, we'll hear from Sasha Menu Curry's parents. They'll tell us their reactions to the completed investigation and the steps taken by the university to improve its policies. But first, KBIA's Raquel Pimentel has the details on Friday's press conference in Rolla, where the university system went public with the results of the investigation.
UM System President Tim Wolf released a statement thanking Dowd Bennett Law Firm for its work, saying the law firm is, quote, well-qualified, experienced, and a diverse team. The independent investigation was to determine whether university employees acted consistent with law and university policy regarding Sasha Menu Curry. Head investigator Edward Dowd says the UM system gave his firm explicit instructions.
When the executive committee of the board hired us, they made it very clear. They said, we want you to do a prompt, very thorough investigation and let the chips fall where they may. If there's bad news, we want to hear it so we can respond and handle the situation properly.
The report says that while the UM system isn't at fault by law, it failed to have policies for employees to report assaults. These are known as Title IX policies. Wolf addressed speculation over a cover-up by reiterating the investigation was done by an independent counsel, in which none of the members was a university graduate or associated with any of the four universities. He also says the system's employees intended to keep Menu Curry's requested confidentiality.
Our university employees acted in good faith with the best interest of Sasha Menu Curry and her family in this matter, and there was no attempt to cover anything up.
Wolf says that he has mandated all employees to report all sexual assaults to the assigned Title IX coordinator.
I'm focused on learning from this and moving on. And Dowd Bennett gave clarity to what we already saw in Phase 1 in terms of inventorying of current policies and practices.
The report says there is no definite conclusion that any university employee other than medical personnel knew of Menu Curry's assault while she was alive. The law firm also found Menu Curry's personal documentation stating two football players assaulted her, but she did not name them. Even though part of the investigation is over, the Columbia Police Department is continuing to investigate finding the football players that allegedly assaulted Sasha Menu Curry. Raquel Pimentel, KBIA News.
I spoke with Mike Menu and Lynn Curry, the parents of former MU swimmer Sasha Menu Curry. They said they read the investigation report as soon as it was released Friday afternoon, and I asked them how they felt about the results.
It covered all of pretty much the areas of concern that we had, and it seems like there's a good, fairly good directions as to how things can be improved. So overall, it's we feel it's a very good report.
I was going to say for sure, though, like it was a relief, like as a parent, you know, to finally have the report, and because it's been, I would say it's been on our shoulder for the last 3 months or so, and so we were quite pleased that the report was finally out, and they were able to see that there were some gaps in their policies, and they're really working, or they're going to be working to make it better, because like it hasn't been easy for us, and I'm sure it wasn't easy for Sasha. So it's important that there's a major transformation on how they handle cases, right? Like for sexual assault, or even like I know we have like they weren't touching really like the mental health support, but it goes along with the mental health support.
So do you think that the investigation sort of left that perspective out or left anything out?
Well, for sure, if you look at the investigation was more related to the rape.
Yeah, I think the scope pretty clearly the scope of the investigation
yeah.
was just the handling of the
yeah.
sexual assault. At the same time, the university has started sort of internal things about how they can improve the mental health aspect, and we reiterated and we discussed that with the president when he phoned us, that is also an area that needs to be addressed and looked at to see what improvements can be made there as well. We really do believe they're related things as well, in the sense that sexual assault is a very traumatic event, and more often than not, it actually affects pretty dramatically somebody's mental health. So if there's good mental health support along with the sexual assault support, then we believe that can make a difference for those who need help. So it doesn't really need to be just sexual assault or just mental health. Together, I think that the key word in there is support, that the people struggling and going through feel that they have the support of resources and really everybody in the community and the university community to help them get through their struggles.
Well, we say,
and that includes, of course, when they actually report the allegation and that it is followed through properly and everything.
Because when you look at when you're a victim of sexual assault, like more often than not, you're going to have some mental health problem issues, right? And what's the statistic, Mike, that 30% of...
30% of women that get that are assaulted have suicidal thoughts as a result of the assault afterwards.
So the importance of really, like, supporting and have a proper mental health support is quite important, right? Because after all, we're talking about lives here, right? And we don't want this to happen to anybody else. And this is why we're saying that whether it's a rape victim or someone born with a disorder or just having a difficult time, it's really important that university provide proper support system for all these people.
That's this week's exam. Podcasts of this and all our other shows are available at kbia.org. I'm Katerina Sestarik. Thanks for listening.